This is WHQR's Communique. I'm Gina Gamboni. Commentator Gwenifer Roller shares a memory of touching a window.
At the age of 20, I called my mother and delivered two pieces of news, one good and one bad. Mommy, I finally understand Mark Twain. I thought I did before, but I didn't. But now I do, and now that I have stood ankle deep in the mud of the Mississippi River, I get it. I get him on a deep and visceral level, and it is incredible. The silence on the other end of the phone finally gave way to, "That's wonderful, dear. When did you stand in the Mississippi River?" I'm in New Orleans right now, and my friend Michael took us to the river, and I babbled on and on and on about Mark Twain while my mother smoldered. She was caught between being upset that she was getting a phone call from me informing her that I was not only out of state, but in all places New Orleans, and being really proud that the result of the trip was not a call to send bail money, but rather to discuss Mark Twain and the impact of his work on our lives and American culture. There's something incredibly powerful about physically touching the places and the artifacts that are the signposts of our lives, the times and the items that art glorifies. And that's why memorials are so important to people. With this year's Dr. King Day, I found myself rereading my diary from the 6 weeks that Jock and I spent in Memphis over a decade ago. Jock was working on Memphis in May. And while he was connecting electric power for Chaka Khan's sound check, I went to the Lorraine Motel. In its heyday, it hosted Aretha Franklin, Ray Charles, and the Staples Sisters. It has since ceased operation and turned into the National Civil Rights Museum. It is a monument to one of the saddest moments in American history, and also an opportunity to reach through time and to touch, however briefly, one of the most important voices ever encountered in American writing and oratory. When you visit the Lorraine Motel, you walk through one of the motel rooms where a wall has been cut away to reveal the room next to it. And you look through the plexiglass at a motel room frozen in 1968. And then you walk out on the balcony and you look at where Dr. King fell when an assassin's bullet pierced his face, where Andrew Young searched for a pulse, where Ralph Abernathy cradled him in his arms. And you walk down the stairs of the balcony and then through a tunnel and find yourself standing at a window in a rooming house across the street that is also part of the museum. And when you look out the window, you have a clear view, a clear shot of the balcony of the Lorraine Motel, because you're standing where it is believed that James Earl Ray stood when he took a breath and pulled the trigger of his rifle trained on Dr. King. There really is nothing to prepare you for standing at that window, to imagine waiting and then shouldering a rifle and willfully, coldly taking the life of a man who preached peace, love, justice, and equality. It challenges you to ask yourself, which way are you going to look at the world? Are you going to look out from the balcony and work for change? Or are you going to stand at the rooming house window and sow destruction in your wake? Dr. King's answer was clear, but he isn't the one standing at that window in 2018 and faced with that question. We are.
That was commentator Gwenifer Roller. Commentaries on WHQR don't necessarily reflect the views of WHQR Radio, its editorial staff, or its members. I'm Gina Gamboni with Communique.